This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I did ask my daughter on the ride to school this morning. I talked about this, that I was like, hey, I'm going to be doing this podcast today, and I got to think of things that are scary to me. And she said, Darth Vader. And I was like, well, Darth Vader's not real. He's not scary. And she was like, well, if he was real. And as I thought about it, I was like, well, yeah. Number two, stepping on a nail or tack with my heel. Number three, really long toenails. Number four, biting terracotta.
All right, man, load your weapon.
I think a lot of it has to do with my teeth. My front teeth, like, they've been smashed in a microphone so many times over the years. 2012, I got kicked in the face. I was playing a show and I just, like, for a second closed my eyes, and then a crowd surfer kicked a microphone straight down my throat. I literally like swallowed an SM58 and had to pull it out of my mouth, and there was just like shards of teeth. So I have this fear of just like losing my front teeth, or the front teeth breaking down and crumbling, and just it all reminds me of terracotta. Number five, losing my messenger bag that has my journal in it. Number six, being put in jail as a transgender person. I was arrested when I was younger for a couple things, and know what it's like being in those situations. And I know as a trans person now at this point that if I was arrested, I would be put into a fucking men's jail. And I don't want that. I don't want to be in that situation. That scares the shit out of me, being that helpless, you know, losing that much control, and being in that much danger. And if it were to be for an extended period of time, that would mean losing access to hormones. It just, that like legitimately scares me to my core. Number seven, being detained at passport control. People treat you totally differently, like just going through TSA and stuff like that. I don't like the idea of being restricted, of being told I can't go somewhere. Number eight, animal testing. Number nine, guns. Someone makes a gun, and you have to know that you just made something that's like designed to kill. That gun doesn't depend on air, you know, and eating. Like, it'll keep being a gun after the person who first buys it dies. And like, the odds are that that gun will eventually take life in some way, since it's a fucking gun, and that's what it's fucking designed to do, is to fucking take away life. So many of these things are like things that I understand are complicated issues that people can debate. And like, there are two sides to stuff, and you can go down those rabbit holes and fine, whatever, you know, like, but I'm saying that these things terrify me. These things scare me. Guns scare me. Like, animal testing scares me. 10. Okay, so there's this venue in Buffalo, New York called the Town Ballroom. and it's been there for like ever. And people like Frank Sinatra used to play there, Sammy Davis Jr. And during Prohibition, it used to be like, I guess, a speakeasy or something. And there was like a tunnel that goes from underneath the building that used to connect to another building across the street. And it's all just creepy as hell. So the next time we went through town, I forget what band we were on tour with, but I was like, check it out. This place is like too super scary and supposed to be haunted downstairs. Let me show you. So we went like down there and we like smoked a joint, whatever. I turned around and like I just saw like a little boy run in front of me and go into one of the offices. And it was like not a fully formed person, you know, it was like a spirit of a little boy, but it was there and I saw it just like run right in front of me. I saw it. Like I just saw it, straight up saw it. My name is Laura Jane Grace, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That nobody will call me Ishmael. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Emperor Palpatine was killing Luke, and Vader's standing there. He'd just dueled with Luke, and Luke had won, really, you know? He's like chopped off his hand, whatever. And so Vader then like looks at Palpatine, looks at Luke, looks at Palpatine, looks at Luke, and like then goes and picks up Emperor Palpatine and throws him down the exhaust chute and saves the day, saves his son, you know? And then like his son has this touching moment with him of taking off his helmet and seeing his father's face for, you know, the first time or whatever. And Vader's all, my son. But meanwhile, like, Ewoks are dying. You know, all these other people have already died. Like, he finally killed the Emperor. Like, there was thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of other people who suffered and died. But, you know, he's okay in the end because he did this one thing. Like, fuck that. Still fuck him. Fuck Darth Vader. He's not redeemed in the end, you know? I'm sorry Luke Skywalker had father issues.